USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Charges against Alec Baldwin have been dropped. Reports out of New Mexico say manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin related to the on-set shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the movie set Rust have been dropped. Baldwin's lawyer sent out a statement. They are pleased with the decision and encourage a proper investigation into the facts and circumstances of this tragic accident. The film cinematographer was accidentally killed by a prop gun held by Baldwin. Filming of the movie resumed today in Montana. The White House is dismissing allegations the Justice Department is mishandling its investigation into Hunter Biden.
They should not be politicized, and they should be able to do their job independently.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defended the DOJ and said President Biden believes in the rule of law. The president's son is currently under a federal investigation for potential tax crimes and charges he lied on a firearm purchase form. An IRS whistleblower told Congress the investigation has been hindered by preferential treatment and politics. Florida and Washington State are moving in different directions on the death penalty. Today, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill allowing jurors to impose the death sentence even if all 12 jurors don't agree. The Republican said one juror should not be able to veto a capital sentence. Later in the day, Governor Jay Inslee of Washington signed a bill officially ending the death penalty in his state. Elon Musk's private space flight company, SpaceX, has launched the largest, most powerful rocket ever built, but it exploded as it soared into the heavens.
Starship just experienced what we call a rapid unscheduled disassembly.
John Innsbrucker, who is part of the SpaceX's broadcast team, said that it was amazing just to get the rocket off the launch pad. This is USA News.
Oh, O'Reilly. Is your mower's battery weak or dead after winter storage? Get your mower ready for spring lawn maintenance at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after rebate. Choose SuperStart batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Families of the victims from last year's Uvalde school shooting are pushing for changes to Texas gun laws. This week, some waited several hours at the state capitol before sharing emotional testimony with local lawmakers. They voiced their support for House Bill 2744, which would raise the age to buy semi-automatic rifles with a caliber over 22 from 18 years old to 21. Damage is widespread in Oklahoma after tornadoes struck several communities. In Shawnee, Oklahoma, Baptist University student Donald Garrison says he sought shelter as the storm approached.
We hit the shelters and we were in there for quite a few minutes. There's a lot of sirens blasting and then we could hear the wind very loudly.
When he came out, he found damage across the university, but no students were reported injured. Heavy damage was also reported in other areas of Shawnee, including at the town's airport. North Carolina authorities are searching for a man accused of shooting and seriously injuring 3 people after a basketball rolled into his yard. The Gaston County Police Department searching for 24-year-old Robert Singletary. He's accused of shooting a 6-year-old girl, her parents, and another neighbor Tuesday night. The defense team for actor Jonathan Majors says they have submitted irrefutable evidence that claims of abuse are false. His attorneys added they are confident he will be exonerated. Majors was arrested last month on assault and harassment charges after a domestic dispute. Dave Collins, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
3 everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.